The Tragedy of King Lear by William Shakespeare, narrated by Mark Bowen. Dramatis Personae. Lear, King of Britain. Goneril, eldest daughter to Lear. Regan, second daughter to Lear. Cordelia, youngest daughter to Lear. Duke of Albany, married to Goneril. King of France. Duke of Burgundy, Earl of Gloucester, Edgar, elder son to Gloucester, Edmund, younger bastard son to Gloucester, Earl of Kent, Fool, Oswald, steward to Goneril, Curran, a courtier, Old Man, tenant to Gloucester, Physician, an officer employed by Edmund. Gentleman, attendant on Cordelia. A herald. Servants to Cornwall. Knights attending on the king, officers, messengers, soldiers, and attendants. Scene, Britain. Act 1, Scene 1. A room of state in King Lear's palace. Enter Kent, Gloucester, and Edmund. Kent. I thought the king had more affected the Duke of Albany than Cornwall. Gloucester. It did always seem so to us. But now, in the division of the kingdom, it appears not which of the dukes he values most, for qualities are so weighted that curiosity in neither can make choice of either's moiety. Kent. Is not this your son, my lord? Gloucester. His breeding, sir, hath been at my charge. I have so often blushed to acknowledge him that now I am brazed to it. Kent. I cannot conceive you. Gloucester. Sir, this fellow's mother could. Whereupon she grew round-wombed, and had indeed, sir, a son for her cradle, ere she had a husband for her bed. Do you smell a fault? Kent. I cannot wish the fault undone, the issue of it being so proper. Gloucester. But I have a son, sir, by order of law, some year elder than this, who yet is no dearer in my account. Though this knave came something saucily to the world before he was sent for, yet was his mother fair. There was good sport at his make.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?